We are in Perek Aleph, and we're on the fifth meter. Lehechzik la'ad afar. Okay, so as we said, that we know that there's 13 meters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those we know, just to chazer over, are in Parshas Kisesa. Hashem, Hashem, Karach, Machan, Rechapayim, Rechess, and Yemes. And the same for Tamar Etzvar that's coming to tell us how to act in those meters so that we could trigger those meters in our own life. Right, because Baruch will treat us with those midas. If we act with those midas, he chose to use midas from Micha. Why did he choose to set up the sefer with the midas in Micha and not in the midas of Kisisa? And the answer is because this is the amkus, this is the pnimius of the midah. So there's rachmanas. Okay, there's rachmanas. When you see the sefer here, you see what's the depth of the rachmanas. It's not just Rahmanas. It's Rahmanas like we learned in the first four medias. Kadosh Baruch Hu dirties himself to clean us up. Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing to let himself be quote-unquote stepped on while he's still being giving us chesed, even though we're being insulting him at the same time. And all these, the depths of the chesed. So that's the chiddush of the sefer, and that's how we're supposed to be made. So the last media we learned was L'sheir's Nachamasai, which the media is that Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us like relatives. And the chesed that he gives us is only because we're quote unquote, we share blood. We have a share of his neshama, which means anyone that shares neshama with us, another yid, we should treat the same way. That's how we ended up. I'll say one mice, we covered someone that's in the office here, you can't see him, but Rabbi Vilensky. Rabbi Vilensky is a grandson of Rabbi Eliel Lapian, and he has here he came to learn with us the Sefer Tamar Torah that belonged to his grandfather, Rebellia. So I said, you know, Rebellia learned the Sefer a lot in Kelm, but it's not like torn apart the Sefer. It's like pretty, it's okay, it's a little used. So he says, yeah, this is the one that he bought when he was 91 years old. After he's 91 years old, he had to buy another one. You know, he's still learning it. You think after that age where, you know,
every Arab Shabbos.
So unbelievable. So this is the safer. Okay. So lehechazik la'ad apo. Hashem is not machzik the af la'olam. Zumi da'acheres. This is another level. Shafilu ha'adam machzik b'chait. Even if the person is machzik b'chait, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik af. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes lets up the anger. What's the chiddush here? The miyachzik, sometimes he is machzik for a while, the anger. Loy la'ad, it's never forever. Ela yevatel ka'asai. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu lets up the ka'as. Afilu shela yoshev ha'adam, even if the person didn't do tshuva. It's a mordek chiddush in the Torah Dvar. That there's another hanhaga of Kodesh Baruch Hu that without tshuva, Hashem still gives rachmanis. K'moish matinu b'yimei yiravam ben yoyash, so he proves this from a pasuk in Tanakh. It's in Melachim Beis. It's a capital Yudalim, Perek Yudalim. So it says over there was a new melech. The melech was Yoyash ben. The melech was Yerovan ben Yoyash. Now pasuk Chav Dalet says, Bayas hara be'inei Hashem. So he was a Rosh. Lo yisar mikol chatois Yerovam ben Nevat. He did not go away from the Averis. And yet, the next pasuk, who heishiv is Gmul Yisrael. Oh, he was winning wars right and left. The whole point of Nevi'im is, right, if you learn Navi, you could sum up the whole Nevi'im in one word, in one sentence. Do Moser, they do Averis, do Moser, they do Tshuva, good things happen. And then they do Averis again, they get Musar again. This is the whole cycle. All of a sudden, here there's an exception. He still did the Averis, and yet, oh, the Gvulim started spreading, they started winning wars, and the Pasuk's made that he was a Rasha, that he was going in the ways of Yeravam. So, Zok the Pasuk, Chavav, Ki Ra Hashem is Ani Yisrael Moira Me'oi. Hashem saw that they were done, they were impoverished. The Efes Otzur, the Efes Azu, the Ein Oizer Li Yisrael. And therefore, Loidiber Hashem Limchais Hashem Yisrael. Hashem never had in mind to do Einshim for Klal Yisrael that they can't handle and that they're going to get destroyed from. The point of Einshim in Klal Yisrael is in order to get us better. If Hashem sees that we're not getting it better from the Einshim, Hashem turns to another channel and turning on the love, the Ava. And maybe with Ava, they'll do Tshuva. So Hashem saw this generation couldn't handle the Einshim. Oh, you can't handle the Einshim anymore. Hashem changes gears. This is the Radak says, Hu Heishiv is Gvul Yisrael. And the Malbim also says this. The Malbim says that this is the Mahalach. The Pshat is, Ratzalaymar Shalahaya Zayde Shasu Tshuva. Rak Shiro Hashem Shayde Onyam Heimam Rimoid. And Misyach Mis, they were coming to Yush. Hashem says, no, we'll give it back to you. Don't worry. There's another mahalach here. So Zok Temer Dvara, this is the midah of Lehechzik La'ad Apoi. Lehechzik La'ad Apoi. Hashem does not hold the anger forever to wait for us to do tshuva necessarily. They did avoid the zara, and they did tshuva. They were merachim on them, but they still didn't. Why are you giving rachmanas if they're not doing tshuva? Yishvil midah zu. Because there's a new Hashem has this hanaga. He makes the apoy weaker. The chait is there. But Hashem doesn't punish. Hashem is not going to hold the nets, the anger and the riv forever. Sometimes it acts barakos, sometimes it acts bakashos. No matter which way it is, it's for the toivah. If we can handle the Einshim, Hashem's mahalach in the world was to do it al pidin. The way we'll be zoich the most is through din. But sometimes Hashem sees we can't, so Hashem puts in, always he needs to be mishat of rachamim. But this inyan that Hashem he proves from the story of Yerubim ben Yair, it's unbelievable. It means the Kodesh Baruch who sometimes will turn on complete different mahalach of how to do hanhag of Klal Yisrael. It's a big chiddush because normally I think we would say you need tshuva from that, right? Look, this is the bit. This is it. No, if you say Kodesh Baruch is a vatron, we learned in Nefesh HaChaim. If you say Hashem is a vatron, Yevatru Meoye. Hashem doesn't like when you say he's a vatron. Yeah. This is not vatronus. This is also an order for us to ultimately do tshuva, but Hashem has to show us with the mahalach of aham. Oh. So now says the term it's virus. So how does this apply to us? Obviously, zumi the ruya la adam lehisnai boim chaver. This is the way we should be with others. Afil shura shaila achiach biyisurim. You have the right to go tough on the guy. You have the right to go tough. This is your Talmud, this is someone, your employee, whatever. You have full rights to go tough and they'll be understood. But what are you doing it for? You're doing it for yourself to show your point, or you're doing it to help him out? So he says, Rashai lo achiach bi yesur, mischaveray, o yesbana, vehim yisyasum, they would accept. Loi mipnei ze yarve techachtim, that's not a reason to go strong. Lo yach ze kasu, you shouldn't hold your anger. Afilu shekas, and even if you showed it, don't hold your position for too long. Even if it's the type of anger which is mutter. It's in Mefurish HaPasuk, actually in this week's parasha. Mefurish HaPasuk. Because it says, Kitire chamor seina'acha rovetz tachas masoi. If you see the chamor of your soinei, someone you hate, and he is under the masu, under the load, then you should help him take off the load. So which soine are we talking about? Why do you hate this guy? Because he took your parking spot? Well, why do you hate him? The Torah says, Latisna sachicha, you're not allowed to hate people. So who are we talking about? So Zok de Gemara, we're talking about someone that did a virus. You're allowed to hate him for the virus, not because he took your parking spot. So if he did a virus, you're allowed to have a sinah. So it means you're allowed to be mechiachim. You should have it. So what does the Pasuk say? Azoiv tazoiv imo, you should help him anyway. And the Targum says, what is azoiv tazoiv? So that itself should be a raya to the determined azoiv, you should help him. But the Pasuk, he brings the Targum. Azoiv tazoiv imo, shvoik yas de belibach. Shvoik yasta belibach. You should azoiv. You should leave behind the anger you have in your heart, and then deal with the person. That's what the Targum says. In order to don't just take off his load, figure out why. What's the problem? Well, the question is, but this is sin you're supposed to have. This is the guy we finally found after the whole shakra tire, the Gemara of Metzia. We found the case. Oh, I can have sinna to this guy. And now the pasuk says, no, azay tazay. This is the guy I'm supposed to have sinna for, finally. This is the guy that I'm looking for. I want to have sinna to him. No, even this guy, azay tazay, shvayk yast belibach, ela mitzvah lekar voisa be'ahava. Ulay yoyel b'derav zeh. Maybe this will work. Maybe this will work. V'hainu mamish mida zu lehechzik lad apple. This is the mida, he said, lehechzik lad apple. Rabbi Moshe Lehrfield was telling me that there was a guy that was nifter lately, Jackie Mason, well-known guy. So he was, at one point, in yeshiva. Yeah, and he had a yachas, he had a relationship with Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe would call him 5 times a year. And after Rav Moshe was nifter, Rav David also, Zatzal, would call him 3-4 times a year. So at first they thought maybe they'll be mekarev him or something because he went off completely. So at first they thought, so the Talmidim eventually see, like, this guy Jackie, no, he's not going anywhere. He's not coming back. So they asked Rav David, why are you bothering with this guy? So he said, first of all, you're only supposed to be nice because to get it's an investment to get a guy to do tshuva. You're supposed to be nice. That's the way you're supposed to be with people, period. But he says, and second of all, how do you know what's going on in his leg? Maybe there is tshuva there somewhere. Maybe because of this ava that we have to him, his attitude towards from Yidin is different. Maybe because of this ava, he didn't get up every night when he's making his shows and blast, you know, Orthodox Jews every time. Maybe he held back one time and made a Kiddush Hashem instead of a Chil Hashem because of this yachas we had with him. How do you know? Who are you to judge whether he did tshuva or he didn't do tshuva because of this? So it's, first of all, who says it's for tshuva? And second of all, even if it is for tshuva, you're the one to tell me that he didn't do tshuva. How do you know what's going on by him? So sometimes the ahava is because they came out that in all of these conversations, Rav Moshe Rav David never spoke to him about Frumka. They never spoke to him like, hey, you think maybe you know maybe you could dump the shiksa or something. They never brought it up. So that's this nida. Sometimes it's the ahava that Kodesh Baruch Hu shows us, and we could show that to other people. That's going to be machzik in this nida of lehezek l'arapo. But we keep it to 15 minutes. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.